The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Let's talk to Brendan O'Connor, Vice President of the Garda Representative Association. This is about something entirely different. This is about, you may have remember, and Niall mentioned it in the news headlines a little bit earlier, a hotline set up to report house parties. This has been set up in COVID-hit Donegal. Brendan, is the situation with house parties in Donegal that bad that they had to set up this hotline? What are your thoughts on it?
No, I don't think so. I think the situation in Donegal, nobody has the explanation as to why there's such a high number of cases. Certainly in my role as Vice President, I would be at national meetings with members from other associations and speaking about the COVID situation and the feedback that we had, speaking to other ranks and indeed our own members from around the CEC, which I'm a part of, which has representatives from every part of the country, that the behaviour of people in Donegal isn't particularly any different than what's been experienced elsewhere. But there is, the figures do indicate a very high or a higher rate than is in the other part of the country. So some sort of action was deemed necessary.
And, you know, it's obviously set up because, you know, somebody out there thinks that this is one of the biggest problems about that high rate of infection in Donegal and particularly around the Letterkenny area. But how do you and your members feel about that added pressure of phone calls coming in and you then having to go out and see what's going on?
Well, look, as our members have been under pressure since the very start, and this is nothing different. I mean, these calls were coming in through the four different stations and into, on some occasions, 999 calls. So our members have been answering these calls, but I suppose what it'll do is might encourage more calls to come in. So the big issue for our members is, look, we have to do our duty. We have to respond to concerns from members of the public, and we have to try and enforce and encourage people to comply with the regulations. But certainly the issue for our members is that we are being, yet again, we were told a couple of months ago that we weren't good enough for the vaccine, that it wasn't necessary to give us the vaccine, and then we're being told that we're going to be part of the primary response to this spike in cases. And that sits very uncomfortably with our members. We believe that our employer has not attended to our safety, health and welfare at work, and we just feel that it's quite let down. And of course we're the only 24/7 service that currently didn't receive the vaccine, yet we're going to be sent out to these environments. And it as well as risks for our members, it doesn't really make sense to us, because we're going to these incidents where it's perceived that there is reckless behaviour, and the next call we could be going to is into the home of a vulnerable person. So just to give you an example, I was working myself last weekend. One call, I was on the beach clearing a busload of youth that had arrived with alcohol. The next call, I was in a vulnerable person's house. An hour later, I was in the back of a patrol car with an insane person. Another hour later, I was in the custody suite with my colleagues in Milford, which is one of the places in the country that has the highest level. So certainly, the job we do, we just can't social distance. We can't control the environment. We can't restrict our contacts with our public, our colleagues. And yet again, this is another contribution to the dangers where members are exposed and no vaccination.
I must say I do have great sympathy for you and your members. Only over the weekend in Dublin, you know, driving past a protest where your members are expected to police that. It does seem incredible to me that you haven't been vaccinated yet. But can I just ask you finally, you know, anecdotally speaking, what kind of a response are your members getting when they knock on the doors of house parties? Because it's certainly not something I'd like to do myself.
Well, I suppose usually what determines the response is at the point at which the intervention takes place and the amount of alcohol or intoxicants that are on board. As with any situation, it's easy to reason with sober people and to talk to sober people, but if we get the call later on when people are messier or there's less chance of them engaging in a constructive conversation, it can be difficult. But I suppose what's really unusual for Gardaí is, you know, what public order policing and the risks associated with assault are something we associate with, you know, on street or late night, the nighttime economy. Now it's going to a house perhaps in the afternoon and you can face those dangers. So certainly it's brought a new dynamic to policing and a new challenge for our members.
Okay. Brendan O'Connor, Vice President of the Garda Representative Association. Thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.